Here it is, the show of shows with Path Girl 400.
And the Church of Cock.
And the Church of Cock. We are, God damn it, we're here. I can't believe we've made it.
And you're still alive. Oh, my God.
That was so unpredicted.
Yes. You should have been dead by now.
My mortality was almost guaranteed long before 400 episodes, Path Girl.
Uh-huh.
But somehow we made it. You and I, the sole survivors.
You and I.
But oh my God, what a show we have. Some visits from people of the past and just... there's of course one part that I'm exceptional, two parts, three parts, four parts, five. There's a lot of parts that I am exceptionally excited about, but, oh my God, I get to, All right, let's do a show.
One, two, three, four.
Do you feel your sex life is quite lame? Scared that your desires might be strange?
Show 400.
Come and join the kinky world of play.
Perverted Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Perverted Podcast, the show which for 400 episodes, we have explored the kinky lifestyle, sex, and the human mind.
Recording on Zencastr, what do you get the co-host that has everything for their anniversary? No, really. What'd you get me? What'd you get me? I'm Path Girl.
Well, it's technically not an anniversary.
Yes, it is. It's our podcast anniversary. It's 400. You should have gotten me something.
Well, I did. I got you something.
You got me something?
Yes. I did. Donis is going to give it to you a little bit later.
Give it to me, baby.
Oh, my God. That's funny because I just wrote an 80s rock song and I put a call out like that in it. God damn it, Path Girl. There's so much show to get into. So we have a lot of stuff to do. But we have priorities, whether this is a celebration or not. Blah, blah, blah. What went in your vagina and how good did it feel?
Let's see. So, Donis is currently here right now, sitting on my couch, munching on my, snacks from my snack drawer there. But, let's see. The last time he came over, what did we do? Oh, so, we didn't get to do, it was the time after I did the scene with Doc.
Right.
And we came home and had some, nice little kinky grabby throat and, holding me down sex. But, every once in a while I get, how guys get blue balls? There's something, but believe it or not, it's called blue ovaries, where it's like there's an orgasm that's stuck in there and it can't come out. So every once in a while, I'm like,
you gotta grab punch a toy. Your leg or something.
Well, no. It's just, I'll just be like, hey, babe, can I grab a toy? Can you help me finish up? And, so I just grab a toy and I'm trying to get that last orgasm out. And what does this fucker over here do? But he takes his hand.
Enters the scenario.
Well, we'd already had great sex, but then afterwards, he just takes that. The little vibrator, like the little blue vibrator, and he clamps his hand down on my clit. So I can't move. So one orgasm turned into, I don't know, about five or six.
Well, you were bitching about not being done. And Donis was just helping out. He was just helping out the team. 2 points, Donis. 2 points.
Yeah, I just turned around and I was like, what the fuck was that? He's like, you're welcome.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, exactly.
Being a goddamn helper. That's why he gets all of your snacks.
Yes.
That's why he has a drawer of his own snacks. I don't think you've ever told the listeners that. Donis is a sugar junkie.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
I'll make a full dinner with him, like steak and mashed potatoes. Currently in that drawer right now is, let's see, there's probably about a 12-pack of Slim Jims, two or three bags of trail mix with chocolate in it, a couple of bags of Three Musketeers, some 100 Grands, a couple of Kind Bars, some protein chicken chips.
Christ.
Yeah, this guy just, he eats, it's insane. It's absolutely, and he sticks skinny, and I hate you.
What does he weigh? It was like what? Like a
165, I think? Yeah,
you know what? Turn to Donis and say, Boogie says, I love you, but seriously, go fuck yourself.
Boogie says, I love you, but seriously, go fuck yourself. And he just smiled and says,
Yeah. Go eat some more bit of honeys.
Oh, he loves Bit of Honeys.
Doesn't diabetes still will kill you if you're skinny, motherfucker?
No, no. And he smokes too. So it's just basically like, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's like a Keith Richards of kink. He just won't die.
Nope.
Gets to abuse all the thing and he gets to pound your poon, Anner. What a dick.
Well, that's why I keep the snacks there, because if I keep him happy, then the pounder gets pounded.
You know, no one's ever accused you of being stupid, Path Girl. I just think that's one thing that our listeners like, is that you bring the intelligence and the clever planning into this show. Well, goddammit, I'm glad that you've had some good, healthy shenanigans, because there's more. That's coming.
Uncle Creepy lurks around your bedroom. Once you're in his clutch, he penetrates the places where your mama said that good girls shouldn't touch.
Well, isn't it a special little time to have a visit from Uncle Creepy?
Hello, boys and girls. It's your Uncle Creepy here. I hope nobody's wearing underwear.
I am, because it's warm in storage, and that would just make my seat stinky. That was TMI. Did I say TMI? 400 episodes for me to finally go, oh, maybe that was too much.
Maybe that was too much? No.
Maybe my sweating balls on a hot seat is too much to tell the perverted. No, it's not. This is it. If you've been here for any of the 400 episodes, then you know this is exactly what you get. Sweaty fucking nuts and all. How you doing,
on
Creepy?
Chairs. I'm sitting in a chair. I'm not sweating. I'm alone, Boogie. My wife is traveling to North Carolina.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. She is going away. How long is she going to be gone for?
4 fucking months.
Ah, you're going to be celibate like me. I mean, that's awful.
No, I got
horrible.
I got right Tina and left Tunia.
Oh, that's the names of your hands, I take it.
That's correct.
Do you ever get both of them together and you're like, double blowjob?
They're jealous of each other, but you know,
they start fighting. One spits, one swallows. Ah,
they're both sluts.
They are, and that's a wonderful visual for all of our perverted podcast listeners. If anyone listened to any of the 400 prior episodes, this will probably be the one where they just go, you know, 400's a good number to stop listening to this show.
I'm good.
I've learned all I can learn. I've my eyes are open. My eyes have been open to a great many things that I wish they hadn't been.
All it took was Boogie's nuts and my left and right hands.
Look at that. Win. Call it a win for humanity. So did you get some hammer time going before the wife left?
Abso-fucking-lutely. 3 days of it, I think. We did
stuff,
including one day of just laying in bed and, like, you know, just whenever we felt like it, doing stuff to each other, which was very erotic and rare.
Well, I mean, 3 days, a 3-day festival with someone that you've been with for a while, that's a good run.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't tired of her yet. I don't think that.
Is she tired of you?
Well, I don't know. She enjoyed it. She came a lot. I came a couple of times, and you know, we're good.
Nah, that's a win. And so, do you guys are you guys sexters? Have you done a lot of that when you guys were dating and not living together? Or?
No, because she lived close enough to where I could see her pretty much every weekend.
Right.
But I do send her dirty shit throughout the day, like, you know, if I see or think of something kinky and like, hey, look at the way this guy ties this rope, and or like, hey, look at this guy just fucking jackhammering this chick in the ass. And
right. You know, couple
like,
sweetie
please
stuff.
Stop texting me. Yeah, sweetie stop stuff. Texting me during work and that kind of thing.
Girl, look at how this guy's jackhammering her ass. She's like, aw, he is always thinking about me.
All the goddamn time.
That is awesome. Well, I'm glad that you're here. Any wonderful memories of the time you've spent with Perverted Podcasts that you'd like to recall for the listeners who haven't listened to all 400?
I brought this up recently, but one of the times that I still bring up to this day, because where I work, I stare at Jell-O, and I tell people, hey, I know a friend who tried to trick me. He used cold water in this Jell-O where it calls for boiling water. And I don't explain him exactly what happened, but the day I was betrayed in the Perverted Podcast Love Lab.
I said warm water. I never said cold water.
Well,
don't start on this conspiracy theory again, because I will win.
You didn't use the right water, and I just think that I have to be cautious about what people put in my Jell-O these days.
I think so. Out of all the things, though, cold water, I think, is the least dangerous. You're just not going to get good Jell-O with cold water.
I don't know.
But if you stick a live human breast in the warm water and stir your Jell-O with that, like maybe not maybe hot enough to, because I think they did like a thing where it's like 108 degrees or something like that will dissolve the powder. And that's just almost hot enough for a boob to tolerate.
108 degrees.
Wonderful. 108 degrees. So if you got a girl with some hoo cows there, you know, she can dip those in and stir your Jell-O with her boobs, and then it's hot.
Yeah. I'm down.
Okay, there. We just invented a new kink. Who's done that?
Jell-O tits.
Jell-O tits. That's fucking huge. Oh, my God. I almost don't even want to get into the topic.
Let's just switch over to something else.
Let's just stop Jell-O tits for a moment and go in, because you did email me something and you said, hey, when's the last time we talked about this? And I thought it was actually a really good topic, and we haven't talked about it in a while. And let's just touch on it a little bit, because I think it's important for anyone in a dynamic who plays with anybody, especially if you're the top. You kind of put, if I word it correctly, are you afraid as the dom or nervous of hearing your submissive call her safe word? Was that kind of the gist?
Yeah, and it's because I've never, I think, gotten a full safe word from any of the bottoms or littles or whatever as I've played with, to the point where they're like, you know, like straight up saying red or something like that.
Or whatever their safe word is, yeah.
Yeah, and so my thought was, you know, besides, you know, undoing, you know, this, undoing any type of rope or, you know, stopping the scene completely. I assume that when a red happens, you stop the scene. Of course, you check. Do you check in? I mean, what are the most safest protocols for something like that? Because I know what I would do.
Right. Okay. So, well, first tell what you would do.
So my thought was, okay, so I have, you know, I have a various slut tied up. I'm spanking her ass. You know, I got her head by the hair, and, you know, and I'm just going to town, and she says red. What I would do is I'd stop spanking, let go of her hair, untie her, carefully get her into a position, ask her how she's doing. And make sure everything was hunky-dory and to see what exactly is going on.
Okay. Because there could be a lot of different things going on. It doesn't have to necessarily mean that they've overwhelmed their pain threshold. It could be something psychological. It could be they're not in the right headspace, so they can't take as much pain as they normally do. There's a lot of reasons why someone on the bottom can all of a sudden not want to be doing what they're doing and need, you know, sometimes people push through a little bit, you know, to see how they're feeling. But when somebody's like, this isn't good for me, this doesn't work, obviously we encourage them, hey, nobody, you know, we don't want to be rapists and we don't want to be abusers. So we want to hear that safe word. So there's a lot of reasons that somebody would call that, not just too much pain. 100%. I don't think there's any argument. Stop what you're doing immediately.
Yeah,
that's a cold stop pretty much right there. But here's some questions that I have. Because do you usually, like, if you have a new player, talk about what you're going to do if that safe word's called?
I think so. I think I don't say, you know, it's interesting because I think the last scene that I could remember, was with the girl that I fucked up really bad with, which with the listeners who
who've
heard my stories will know. I had said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. These are the things I'm going to use. This is what it's going to feel like. And this is what I want to, you know, experience with you as well. And I think at one point she had said something like the same spot keeps getting hit, you know, and I'm you know, I'm not King fucking Super Dom most nights. And I think I was hitting her in the same spot over and over again, but it was more of a yellow than a red.
Okay.
So, I don't think I asked her what would happen if she wanted it to entirely stop. I said, you know,
what your safe words. You guys had talked about what your safe.
Yeah, I had said, exactly. I had said red is scene's over. So yes, I did. Yes, I had said red scene's done. I'm going to stop everything I'm doing, and you'll catch your bearings, and then we'll work on, you know, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So yeah,
and I think that really, for as a base for our listeners, the more you discuss up front. And once again, we don't have enough time to get into negotiation in a sexy way so that it, you know.
Oh, my God.
But there is a way to make it build towards the scene so it doesn't sound as generic. But I think the more that you talk about how you are going, if you spend a few, not maybe an hour, but if you spend a couple minutes talking about, hey, just like you said, if you get overwhelmed and you need to stop, this is the safe word. And here's a little bit of what we will do at that point. I think that does a lot for both you and the bottom, because they know how it's going to end when they need to end. And there's not going to be any mystery about it.
Yeah. I think that also helps with complacency too, for partners that you have, you play with all the time. I think being able to, even practice something like that is probably good.
I agree with that. I've done safe word practice. I mean, more fun. I haven't done safe word practice where we actually start playing and I'm like, okay, sometime I want you to go ahead and say this. But that's totally not a horrible idea to practice. Okay, we're going to do a spanking, and then somewhere in that spanking, I want you just to say red for just when you feel that it's right, and let's stop. And this is, once again, for people that play, there's so many different levels that you play at, you know, and so many different levels of tolerance that a bottom is going to have. So of course, people that are more used to playing edgy, super sadist, super masochist, that kind of thing, they probably navigate that a little bit more rigidly than people that kind of play in the middle. I was wondering when you said that, cause I've heard some safe words, and just like you said, you stop, you say, okay, we're going to stop and check in, see what's going on. How do you feel? Let's, you know, we'll decide in a little bit. You know, I usually try to say something like, this is good. I'm proud. Even if I'm disappointed, because that's a normal feeling, by the way.
Sure.
When you're all hot and bothered and you're in the middle and you're whatever, there's all of a sudden someone just goes, okay, that's a feeling. That's okay.
Yeah.
You don't let that dictate whether or not you stop. You just know that it's okay if you feel you're not a bad person for feeling like, oh, fuck. That's okay. But you still stop.
Absolutely.
That's annoying. And so I've talked, when I have a partner that's regular, I always talk about that disappointment, because a lot of people don't want to use their safe word because they're afraid to disappoint the top. And it's like, hey, that's a normal feeling when you're going in one direction and all of a sudden, that's a normal feeling to be like, oh, shit. So if you can't deal with that instant that maybe there's a disappointment, then you have to work through that, because that's a normal feeling. It's okay. Even if there's like butt hurt or whatever, that's why you stop. So we stop so we can regroup. We can regroup and figure out what's going on. And if the scene is over for the night, that's okay too.
Yeah.
We can either do this again, or we can just say, hey, this went in a different direction. But what we did learn is that we respect each other.
Yeah.
And that's a good scene at the end too.
Have you ever stopped to see us? Have you ever done a red?
Yeah,
have
I've read ever... it. I've read it a couple okay. times in scenes.
Mm, as a said, top?
As a top, yeah.
Mm.
Where I just literally was like, this isn't working for me. Or I in one, and I talked about it on the show, where I played with Mew, and I got angry.
Yes, yes.
I got angry, I and I'm like, oh, no, don't drive angry. Bad yeah. gopher. Bad groundhog. Don't drive angry. Sorry. Old callback.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a normal thing too. And that's okay to talk about as well, because we've talked about that in other shows where the bottom got, there was a scene where a bottom got really angry at the top for stopping. And, and it's like, hey, fuck you, dude. This goes both ways.
Yeah.
You know, if I, do you really want me to play when I'm not in control of myself?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's going to be harmful.
Yeah, that's a bad effect. So yeah, it can go both ways, and that's something to talk about also with your partners. If I feel that I'm not in the right headspace or wherever, then I'm going to stop, and it's not a reflection on you. It's just or even if it is a reflection on you, once again, if there's disappointment, that's okay. That's a normal yeah. feeling when you want something and you don't get it. It's a normal feeling to feel disappointed. But something that I wanted to point out real quick is a lot of times a lot of tops, and I know myself, that if I hear the safe word, there's a part in my mind that says I've kind of failed my expert ability to read my bottom's body language well enough to stop just before, you know, like especially if we've talked about pushing a scene, we're going to go here, I like to feel cool, like I know I can read her and I know, you know, she's going to want to stop a little bit below here. And then if it doesn't happen, then all of a sudden I feel stupid. Like I missed a sign, or I wasn't paying the right attention, or I didn't, you know, and that's a normal yeah. feeling too, but that's just ego.
Yeah.
That's just it happens ego. When I go ahead.
Play the drum. Yeah. It happens when I play the drums.
Yeah.
And I see other people doing much better than me. I'm just like,
that's normal.
Fuck. I'm going to give this up.
It's okay. I think the important thing is that when we touch on this topic is that a safe word is not a bad thing. It's a really, no. really good thing, because it's, and it may not be good for the hotness or whatever, or maybe it is. If you're pushing someone to a safe, which I've had those scenes too, where they're like, yeah. I want you to break me and I want to use my safe word. And some of those have gone well and some of those have not gone as good. But you know, those are the things you work on with your partners, and you make mistakes and you learn. So I think the overall that a safe word is a learning experience when that's called. And I think it's also okay. I think it's healthy if you're a little nervous about that, because
yeah.
a lot of us don't want to break the person that we're playing with. If we
no, that's no fun.
Sort of have some compassion and humanity in there. I think that's actually a healthy thing.
I think so too. It feels right. It feels like you want to get them to a precipice, but you know, walk them back down again too.
Yeah, I think
instead of just pushing them off the cliff every time.
But in general, I think the more that you negotiate how you're going to end a scene, the more comfortable as the top, surely, you're going to feel in the scene. And as the bottom, obviously, which we've talked about a lot, the more you feel that the top or dominant is going to be in control of the situation and has your best interest of not harming you, you can actually let go and push through. Like I've had people say, I thought I was going to call red, but I knew you were going to take care of me. And that relaxed me. And I was able nice. To go into a different headspace and just continue. Nice. Yeah. So the trust that you build with the person that you're playing with, it doesn't mean they won't say red or stop, but it does mean that you can definitely get closer, have more intimacy, and a lot of times build a little more intensity.
Agreed. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Been a while.
That's all right. It's like riding a bike.
It is. Well, I mean, I played it a couple months ago at a party, and that was a lot of fun. But of course, the times that I've played, I haven't had a partner.
Like Mew and I used to push a lot of limits and do a lot of stuff. And then I've had other partners that were much more masochist. And those are intense times, and it's just a lot of learning, but don't be afraid safe word. Don't be afraid of the safe word. Creepy.
Brad.
That, look What's at up? That. Oh, wait, what am I stopping?
I don't know.
My existence. Can you read somebody's existence? That would be great. I am tired of you, Red.
Think of a couple.
Like you're having a conversation with someone, like your family, and you're just sick of hearing them talk, and you're just like, Red. And they're like, what the hell
Co-workers.
Are you talking about? Co-workers.
Yeah, I got some co-workers.
Can you Red just... on people? Like when the mechanic's like, I'm sorry, this is going to cost $800. You just say Red.
Just... Yeah, I can't do it.
And then all of a sudden he like, he holds you and he says, it's going to be okay.
Wraps you in a blanket.
Wraps you in a blanket. It brings you You're a good girl. Cookie
and You're says, such a good girl.
When we start the scene again, it's still going to be fucking $800. But I did stop because you called the safe word.
We can't do that. Let's end the episode with us giggling like schoolgirls.
Creepy. See you on the next one.
Yeah. Okay. Love you.
Kilto, she'll cut your fucking throat, bro. Kilto, my sexy little werewolf. Kilto. Ow. Slash, slash, slash. Yeah.
All the way back from episode number one, the Perverted Podcast listeners and I have been gifted with the presence of an adorable, brilliant, and feisty young lady. You will, of course, remember her for her many contributions on the show. Nerf dart in the butthole, anal human maracas, figging, and, of course, the endless cuddles and consensual sexual attackings of many, many of our lovely female visitors. She has been away for a number of years to pursue her dream of becoming a doctor and is now a mere few weeks away from completing that. Ladies and gentlemen, and all you filthy perverts alike, please welcome back Mew! Hello, my love.
Mew, Mew, Mew. Mew, 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 Mew.
Well, thank you. 400 episodes is quite an accomplishment.
Mew, 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 Mew.
Oh, that's so sweet, Pumpkin. But I must say, I think I joined the rest of the Perverted Podcast audience in saying being proud of you making it through med school is a slightly bigger deal.
Mew.
Or should I say Mew school?
Mew, Mew, Mew.
Oh, fuck you. That was funny.
Mew, Mew.
Whatever. Still sarcastic, I see.
Mew, 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 Mew.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still cute.
Mew.
Well, I know you're super busy, but I'm so glad that you just at least got to stop by and say hi. We know you're super busy getting ready for residency. Of course, Path Girl can't wait to start talking to you about chopping up dead bodies and stuff.
Mew, 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 Mew.
Yes, I'll tell her. Mew, before you run... I just have to let you and everyone listening know that I know this show would never have been what it is without you and your contributions.
Yeah.
Not just the pervy stuff, but you were my number one supporter, my soundboard for ideas. You've been validating and encouraging, and of course, my biggest inspiration to not give up and work hard. As I've watched you for so many years work so hard to get in and now graduate med school, you truly are the biggest champion I know. And I'm so grateful that you made my life better.
Mew, Mew, Mew.
Oh, okay, enough mushy crap. Get back to work and go be the great doctor we've always known you'd become.
Mew, Mew, Mew.
I love you too, Pumpkin.
Mew, Mew.
Perverted mailbox, bitch, what you gotta say? Okulukulaka.
It's not like we don't know how to do this, Enigma.
Oh, yeah, we know how to do this. We know how to do this all day.
All day. We have done many, many of these perverted podcast episodes together. Enigma.
Yes, sir.
I love you, bro.
I love you, too.
Oh, like we had a moment.
emotion.
A show.
That's exactly what I felt. I'm like, ah,
no, not emotion and feelings and blah.
It's a lot of weird stuff in show 400. You know, there's a lot of reflection, you know, and that's mm-hmm. normal, I guess, because you're yeah. like when we started a long time and shit, you've been with the show like what, like 2-3 years now?
Almost like that. Yeah. I started when we were in Kathy's garage.
Oh, my God. That's right.
I when we were still doing in-person stuff, yeah.
Sadness. Sadness. Thanks for bringing up the sadness. Enigma, what has it been like to deal with 3 years of a fucking psychopath?
I mean, it has been, for me, it's been a lot of fun. I did enjoy the brief period when we were recording here in my apartment. That was actually really entertaining.
That was fun.
And it was just I know it was a hassle getting the mobile recording unit up and down, and parking is just trash out here, but like it was always a really fun time, just like, you know, getting the group together and being able to hang out in my place. And I know y'all were always entertained by my eclectic decorating skills. So yeah.
Yes. Your apartment is a special place.
Yes.
And it definitely special place, and just so much fun. Just a lot of fun stuff we've done. And yeah. Like so many shows to go back over, and it's been such a roller coaster. It's just great to talk to you. I just really enjoy having these conversations, and the fact that you can totally disagree with me on so many personal levels and still tolerate me is I don't know, if I had $1 million, I think you should get money for the tolerance, just the tolerance.
You know, we disagree on a lot of things, but I think that's a good thing. And also, like, I learned stuff from you, you've learned stuff from me. We've learned stuff from the internet. Like, I was just looking over, because for the listeners, if you don't know, you can actually find all the articles that I talk about on our FetLife page. And, you know, the one of the articles about, like, the chastity device that is hooked up to the internet.
Oh, yes.
And can be easily hacked.
I remember that.
Yeah, it can be hacked. It can disconnect, and now your bits are now permanently encased in a plastic shell. You know, it's just like that. Where, like, talking about, like, the research is always fun and breaking all that down, but also like the stupid human tricks and the stuff yes. people do that they think are a good idea, but you know, maybe there's more to it than that. We talked about the Dom out here in LA who, like, took their sub through a grocery store on their knees in a pup mask, and it's like,
oh yes.
Just like the discussions that need to happen, and finding articles that spark those discussions. I think those have been my, like, the bread and butter of what I try to find when I'm looking for articles. And I think you do the same thing when you're like looking through Reddit and looking through FetLife stuff, that sort of thing.
I do, and let's not forget giant woman fetish.
Yeah, giantess.
Giantess fetish. Because now all of a sudden that you're talking, I'm starting to go, oh yeah, we talked about this, and we talked about... There's so many good things we talked about, but we have this perverted mailbox, mm-hmm. which is also really good, and we can't spend, like, we could probably spend an hour on this easy, because it is a real thing that people go through, and so we're just going to hit the highlights, but I still think it's a great Love Toddy 18 writes into us and says, I have a relationship with a submissive that I do genuinely love. The problem is she's married and has an 8-year-old daughter, so my time with her is very limited. On a good week, we'll get a couple hours, a couple days a week, but on most weeks he gets like one day for a few hours, yeah. and then he's alone on the weekends. This has to be the hardest relationship that I've ever been in, and I do very good with most weeks, but then some weeks I am not really okay, and I long to touch her, but there's no way I can. I'm very lost on this, and I don't know how to remove my feelings from this relationship.
Oh, boy.
This is This is, I think both of us have been through this similar conundrum.
Yeah.
At least a few times. So, once again, heart goes out, to Love Toddy 18. It's a real thing, when mm-hmm. you get feelings in this relationship. So I'll let you go ahead and go first with what you think, and then I'll throw in some thoughts.
Sure. Yeah, no, I've definitely been in relationships with folks who they're at a different point in their life. Like we've talked about on the show, like there's a lot of people that we've talked to that we connect well with who live on the other side of the country or live on the other side of the world. I've definitely been in relationships with people or like started to have relationships where we just kind of like drifted in different directions. And that's just kind of how it works.
Right.
And it sucks. Like there's not, I'm not a therapist, so I can't be, I don't have a magic thing to do, but like it sucks. And it's hard, but I think one thing that Love Toddy can do is, I mean, if they haven't talked to this woman, they haven't sat down and be like, hey, these are my, these are the feelings about it. And seeing how this partner reacts, like maybe they didn't know that Love Toddy was feeling so separated from them. And maybe they could try to work out a time or, like maybe there's a way that like this partner's other partner can hold on to the kid and they could have like a night every couple weeks. Like maybe there is a way to adapt to the relationship or to the parameters sure. that are right now. But like you don't know until you talk to them. And if they have talked to this person, if they have talked to her, and it's still just 2 days with a couple hours a week, and you are somebody who needs more than that, like as good as this relationship may be, if at the end of the day, like you still need to be fulfilling yourself. And if you're not doing that, then the relationship is not like it's just going to hurt you every time they leave. And and I think that's something that you need to figure out for yourself and figure out if this is something that you can do long term. And if it's not, as hard as it'll be healthier for you in the long run to maybe at the very least find somebody who can fulfill that what needs you do have.
Well said and well put. Here's some things that I want to add on to that. Mm-hmm. Because here you and I have been through this, we've heard a lot of cases, we've seen a lot of, we've been in the poly groups, we've this is a fairly normal experience.
Yeah.
So here's what I know just from my experience, just like you said, we're not therapists, we know that.
Yeah.
If you don't get other things into your life that inspire you to push you, to evolve you, enjoy your life, then this is harder to get over if you're going to stay in this type of relationship. Because what usually ends up happening, unfortunately, is you will begin to sabotage the time that you actually have together. Because the second they get there, like a doomsday clock starts ticking in the back of your head where you're dreading the time they leave. And so instead of it being an organic time that you guys have together, it's filled with that, oh, they're going to leave and then I'm going to be alone thing. And if that gets out of control, you're fucked.
Right.
Because you're going to start kind of, you're just going to start sabotaging it. And in some cases, it can go real toxic. Which I've heard many times, where you actually start giving like little hints or resentments or manipulations, you know, or try to downplay like their home life. Because that's a real thing. When they say, I have a primary, I'm married to this person, I'm happily married, this person is the primary, and this is then I have a kid, and that kid is my 100% priority over you and always will be. And you get this amount of time. If, like you said, if that's not good for you and you don't have something else to do, like if you don't have another relationship or another personal mission or something bigger than yourself that you're working on, inevitably those feelings can just turn toxic and you're going to lose that relationship anyway.
Yeah.
Because I surely did this a lot when I was younger.
You know, I was so desperate for the type of relationship I want that the other person wasn't giving me the thing. And then I just started squeezing. Mm-hmm. And if you cling to something too hard, then that's not fun.
Right.
It's not fun for somebody. It's not fun to be. They want to be with you for the great things about you, the fun that you have together. And if you can't wrestle that, if that gets out of control, you can pretty much guarantee that you will eventually, one way or the other, end that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's real important for our poster, for myself when I'm in a relationship, to always realize that and it's not the action of love. This is that in love shit that I hate. That he's going through. This is why I hate it, because it shouldn't be called in love. It should just be called a terrorist brain attack. Because that's what it is. It feels great. It's like a drug. It's like heroin. It's like the best fentanyl, yeah, heroin crack hit you can take. And then now you're chasing it. And just like any drug, if you don't get the drug, you're going to start getting sick and turn into a bitch. So in this sense, you need to have other things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense. And this sort of thing will tear you up if you're not dealing with it. And and by dealing with it, I don't mean like festering and letting it boil when you're by yourself. Like one other thing, like, you know, a personal thing, like with me and D, like I have a lot of, for lack of a better term, I have a lot of trauma from previous relationships where,
right,
like bringing up my feelings has caused like the silent treatment or arguments or whatever. And so it has taken like, it's been a little over a year now, and I still have those voices in my head being like, well, she's going to hate you because you're talking about seeing another person, or like, hey, I have another play partner, or hey, I have a scene tomorrow. And then that doesn't happen. And, right, and if she does have feelings, we talk about them, and I do my best to make sure that she is as up to date with information as possible. So like, if she does have negative feelings, those negative feelings aren't, again, festering and whatnot. So like, it is definitely something that has taken practice for me, and it's something that we regularly have check-ins. Like, she knows that sometimes it takes me a little bit to bring up stuff, so she'll check in and be like, hey, is there anything I need to know about you and this person?
Good.
And that is to give me that opening to be honest and be open by being like, hey, I want to know this information. So like, with me and her, like I've said many times, like, I lucked out with this person. D is amazing, and I love her dearly. But like, if they don't feel like they can talk to this woman and try to find a way to better fulfill their needs, like, that is something that needs to be considered too.
Sure.
If this isn't a conversation you feel like you can have, then maybe you need to find somebody you can have that conversation with.
I agree. The communication, I'm totally on board with that. Totally on board. This is something. And I also agree, I really am proud of this person for sending in an email to us, yeah, and asking other people, because this is one of those things. Go with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
You have the conversation with a partner. The partner then says, hey, this is the way it is, and I love spending the time with you, but I don't have a lot of time. And this is it. At that point, you have your answer. You know, you have your answer from them on how they feel. And maybe down the road, something will change. Maybe you'll get lucky and the husband and daughter will die in a fiery plane crash. And then, you know, she'll only want you. Maybe if you're super, super lucky. but that's likely not going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't happen, because that's pretty horrible. But I jest. Right. But once she has gone, if you continually keep going back and rehashing this discussion, then that can be dangerous too. It's important at this point to start finding that support from other sources, other friends, classes, other people that have been through the same thing with you, a therapist, your close friends, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense as well?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, if this partner isn't somebody you can talk about, like, or that you feel disconnected with, like, maybe try to reconnect with other people and and build up those relationships, and who knows, maybe it might turn into something more.
Absolutely think that it's workable, and absolutely think that if you spend more time on yourself and developing your own goals and dreams and things that you're passionate about, you will find that you're not spending all your time thinking about the one person. And right. Then you'll actually have things to talk about. And it's actually more attractive because you're confident and working on other things in your life. And that's attractive to people, especially submissives, mm-hmm. you know, that the Dom has a lot of other things going on. I think it's really good. I think it's absolutely something he can work on, and that this could have a good ending. I hope so.
Absolutely.
Enigma, for the 400th time. If the kids want to get a hold of you or other stuff that we're doing, where do they go?
Well, they can find us on Instagram. Just search Perverted Podcast. You can find us on FetLife. There's both a group and a page. Just search Perverted Podcast. And as this lovely listener did, you can email us to ask us any questions or tell us how hot and sexy our voices are. Just send an email to pervertedpodcast@gmail.com.
Sexy with a scalpel, half girl cuts some body parts. If you choose to fuck with her, it might not be that smart. Path girl, rockin' hot path girl.
So, path girl?
Yes, Boogie.
Guess what time it is in our 400th episode celebration?
The time where I get sacrificed to the virgin gods?
That is exactly what time it is. Then remember, you volunteered for this.
I came up with the idea, yes, and I'm an
idiot. Yes, not only did you know, let's do something fun. And then, of course, I'm like, whoa, what if we did this? And then, oh, my goodness, now we are here. And it's so fun because you know what? You know what I've never heard?
What?
I've never heard you play.
Yes.
I've never heard, our listeners have never heard you play. Mm-hmm. And if you're a patron subscriber, then you've seen your butt.
Yes.
And mine, unfortunately. That's terrifying. We do weird things on our Perverted Podcast Patreon account. If you are a supporter,
you wonder why we don't have enough patrons.
That's why I'm recording in storage right now. Stick with the good butt. Leave the bad butt out. But I've never heard this. And you came up with this idea. Because you can't have a celebration. You can't have a Perverted Podcast celebration without some live kinky shenanigans, yes. Which we haven't done, obviously, in a long time. And I know some people have been waiting for this. So our listeners wrote into our FetLife page and were told that you, Path Girl, would bend over a desk. Donnest would hold like a big cheese paddle or whatever you guys have that's loud. And he would beat you with it. And you had to repeat whatever our listeners wrote down for you to say as Donna swats you. Your idea.
I know. I'm an idiot. I need to have my head examined. What the fuck?
Unsurprisingly, there were quite a few.
They're so freaking quiet all the time. But when my ass is offered up, they're like, oh, cool.
Because our listeners, like you, are also not stupid, most of them. So you have on a headset, so we can hear you. Mm-hmm. But of course, as a producer, I'm like, no. We need to hear the SWAT. But you're wearing a headset, and we're not in a studio. In the old studio, when we had the Love Lab, I would put the microphone up, and we would kind of make it work a little bit better. But we have to kind of BS this. So we came up with this idea, Perverted Podcast listeners, that we would tape your cell phone to the top of your ass and record audio while Donis swats you, and then you would give your reactions in your headset mic, because we're far away, so we need to kind of figure this out. So now what we need to do is first, Half Girl, could you please disrobe?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to take my headset off for 1 second because I want to take my shirt off, too, because I have cute underwear on. Hold on.
Oh, fuck. More nudity. Is there going to be a picture of this? Sorry. There could be a picture of this. I think
okay, headset's back on.
At least there. The patrons would like a picture of this.
No, I just took my shirt off. Now I'm taking the pants off. Good gosh. Okay.
Yes, Do it slow. Do it slow. Take your time.
Do it slow.
Yeah, just wiggle those off your fucking nice big real estate fucking spanking ass. Oh, yeah. If Donna...
Focus!
If Donna's, I am focused. I'm focused on your ass. This segment is about your ass. I'm very focused right now with our perverted pipe. And by the way, can you tell Donis if he gets a boner and he needs to fuck you, then that I don't have a problem with that.
Boogie says if you get a boner and you want to fuck me, you know, go for it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a... I'm not going to stress. I don't want to get in...
He says you have to pay for that sort of privilege.
Okay, so the patrons can see.
There you go. The patrons will get it.
The patrons will get it. Okay, so now you are your panties are down.
Oh well, I'm wearing a thong, so.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
Whatever.
I had to look cute.
Well, okay, that's fine. That's okay as long as there's a little
nice black lacy thong. There you go.
Okay. So now I need you to bend over, and I guess you're going to put the phone in a bag so you can put tape over the phone. I'll say, go ahead and put the phone in the bag.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And it's set up on an audio record, right? This is great. We're going to talk through this.
Okay.
So now
I'm turning on
you
the
are...
recorder. Yep.
Okay. So now you are bent over.
Yes.
And you are in a thong and a cute little top bra thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now have Donis place the cell phone in the proper place on top of your ass.
Okay. So try to aim for like over here and like every like couple of seconds you'll just have to like tap over here to make sure the screen doesn't go blank. So there you
go. So hot. Yeah. Okay. So now it's on your ass. Yeah.
Well, he's working on it. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Just not too close. Oh, hello. Someone's poking me down there.
Ooh, yeah, phone sure anal. I hear the tape. All right. Tape that ass. Oh, that's good. Okay. Oh, this is great.
Okay.
The things you do for perverted podcasts.
I'm telling you, I don't get paid for this shit.
This is good. Okay, let me know when it's secure.
Okay. Is it still recording? Okay.
So it's recording.
Yes.
Your ass is now being recorded. By the way, this doesn't happen a lot in production. Usually you record audio from the mouth, but very rarely.
Jiggling said ass. Okay, give me a warm-up.
Stress test.
So now there is a phone duct taped to your ass.
Yes. He said we're good.
Okay, we are good. He has his paddle. Mm-hmm. Now, before he starts.
Yes.
I have the script that you are going to read, and I'm going to read along to make sure that you say exactly what our listeners have told you and don't fuck up, because sometimes you fuck up when you read. Right? So.
Yes.
You have to respect our listeners. So if you don't say exactly what is written, you have to do it again, because that's not fair. You can't disrespect the listeners,
okay.
Math girl. So we got a few of these, so this could take a while. You just better be clear.
Okay, so the rules are if I don't read it exactly as written, you get to swap me again.
Okay.
Donis sounds really upset. Ask Donis if he's pumped. Is he ready for this?
Are you pumped? Are you ready for this? He just gave the swat in the air.
Nice,
so
nice. Can he use his fingers and give a sniff test to see if you're wet yet?
He said to check to see if I'm wet yet.
Not quite.
Not quite. Okay, we got some work to do.
We're getting there.
We will start with now some of these, the swat's going to happen first, and then you have to say what they said, and then some it's going to happen later. So you go ahead and start swat number one.
Okay, with SWAT number one. My glorious butt cheeks quiver for Miss Metal. Oh, fuck.
That sounded great.
Gee, babe, you hit the other cheek, asshole.
That sounded awesome. Oh, my God. Go, Miss Metal. Well, that was a shit.
Could you at least aim for the right back cheek next time? Because you hit the left one pretty hard. Okay, wait. All right,
number two.
Are we ready for number two? Okay. Number two. Oh, God. For my dearest paddle, Bob, my breasts are for you next with my vampire gloves. Oh, fuck. Damn it, I fucked it up. Oh, here we go again. Wait,
yeah, did you? Yeah, you. Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
I know I messed up. Jesus. Just give me free ones. Fuck. All right, let's try this again. For my dearest paddle, Bob, my breasts are for you next with vampire gloves.
Bravo. Oh, Paddle right, Bob go got a little harder three swats.
Yeah.
Paddle Bob.
Yeah. No, yeah. Donna's gave him a bonus one. Thanks,
Bob. Well, we love Paddle Bob, nice. So God damn it. Good on you, mate.
Okay.
All right. It's moving right along because we have a few more of these.
Oh, God.
Okay, and tell Donis that he doesn't, if he feels the need to go easy on you, he doesn't have to. You're a masochist.
He said, you don't have to take it easy on me. I'm a masochist.
Number three.
Okay. Number three. Oh, fuck. I love Enigma's potatoes.
My headphones fell off.
Thank you, Enigma.
This is more fun than I thought it would be. Now, wait a minute. Tell Donis I said wet check.
Wet check.
So are you wet? Are you wet yet?
Okay. Oh, yes. So it's getting there.
Getting there. All right. Good. We are creating magic. Number four.
Okay.
This one's going to be good. There's timing in this one. This is a classic.
Yes, I have to get the timing right. Okay. Number four. These words from Llamapotamus make me wet with anticipation.
God, Rocky!
Okay.
Good timing on that. You don't have to repeat that. Good one, Lamp. Llamapotamus fucking nailed it on the Rocky Horror reference. Number five.
Okay. All right, number five. Okay.
Better pronounce his name right.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Well, I guess you better do it.
I bet you're going to have to tell me if it's right. Okay. For Zarathos. Fuck! We'll be right back after this from... It's supposed to be this word from our sponsor. It's just this from our sponsor.
No, it's supposed to be after this from our sponsor.
But he didn't put the... Oh, fine.
You have a script in front of you. Yes, I guess it's... And by the way, it's... I don't know.
After
maybe
this
it's
from our sponsor. Yes, there's two ways of saying it. Okay.
And fine. You have to do it in an announcer voice. An announcer voice.
In an announcer voice, too. Jesus Christ.
And you didn't do it in order. He has to go again.
Oh, okay. Here we go again. Number five.
Is your ass getting red by now? Ask Donis.
Is my ass getting red?
Yeah.
Yes.
Splendid.
Okay. Number five. For Zarathos. Fuck. We'll be right back after this from our sponsor. I didn't realize there was going to be humiliation play with this.
Oh, I'm choking. This is so good. This is so good. I've waited so long.
The screen's still good back there?
All those phone calls.
Okay. All
Number right. six, please.
Number six.
We have a few more.
Yes. All right. Pintrellis reminds you to... Oh, I fucked it up already! Damn it! Okay, take two. Why the fuck did I... Why did I do... Oh, okay. All right. Pintrellis reminds me to... Be sure to drink your Ovaltine! Fuck!
Remember Ovaltine? What a happy treat.
Are you gonna glass at this afterwards?
What a happy! I guess you're working on cookie. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, I need a cookie after this. Damn it!
Absolutely.
He's just nodding, asshole.
Wet check.
All right, wet check. Oh, hello. Keep doing wet check. He said, if you keep doing wet checks, you will be wet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Number 7. Oh, this will be a special one. Ready? This spanking is brought to you by Uncle Creepy.
Uncle Creepy.
Creepy!
We just talked to him.
So did I. I've been texting with him.
That is, we'll share that information pretty soon.
Yes, yes.
That's exciting. Well, you are doing, first off, Path Girl, I just want you to know, you are doing very good and you're being a very good girl.
Thank you.
And, but now let's fuck you up a little more. Because this is one of my buddies and I'm very happy that he has joined in on this. Number 8, please. We have 2 more.
Okay. Number 8.
Cute voice too, baby girl yes, voice.
I was working on it. Shut up.
Okay, okay.
I have to ask Daddy Jeffrey, will there be wine and cheese after this, Daddy?
Oh, fuck! Stop giving me extras.
It's so good.
Oh.
I have to move.
Oh, and you rubbed
I have to move
you,
to where you are. I have
oh,
to.
Yes, you do. Yes, you we do. All right. Number 9, I might read. Actually, I'm glad you left number 9 at the end because I'm going to read out on this.
Okay. No, you know what? If you don't want to do the last one, you don't
no,
have to do
the last
one.
No, I will do
the
last one.
I'm not going to be disappointed. We've had a lot
read
of fun. He'll just swat you and say, I love you, pumpkin, or something, whatever. You don't
no,
have to do
I
it.
No, I will do it. But once I say it, people will realize why I'm going to be calling red.
Okay. So it's a humorous red, not a red
yes,
red. Okay.
Yes, no, oh yeah, no, everything's been green. Green.
Once again, we have now negotiated that this is a humorous red.
Yes.
And we are not being hypocrites on 400 previous episodes
yes,
of saying that we respect a safe word. Okay.
It's 399 previous episodes, Boogie. Today's 400.
God, I wish I was there to punch you in the fucking butthole.
Promises.
Did you just meh?
Nah.
Well, then do number 9 and let's
right,
be
no,
done with it.
All right, I guess this is the last one, so here we go. All right, number 9.
It's 2, by the way, 2 swats.
There's, I only, see, oh, yeah, okay, I see the second
there's
swat.
There's 2.
Okay, there's 2 swats in this one.
You can fuck it up if you want, because then it'll be
no, one. No, I'm not fucking it up because, all right, oh, God. The things I do for this fucking show. Okay. Mr. Bose wants me to scream. Boogie! Ball finger! Now! Just say the word.
Studio. Phil Collins callback. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And wet check.
Oh, all right, hold on. Wet check. He walked away for a second. Hold on. Oh, hello. We just grabbed the whole crotch. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, it was the studio.
Look at all
the
people. You got sweet. Do you guys want
he
me to leave you guys?
Said it was the studio that did it.
Oh, my God.
Now he's peeling the cell phone off my back, which is more masculine.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, yay, so now get your... Does he have a blanket? Is there a cuddle? Is there aftercare?
We'll do some aftercare after the show.
Is he going to make use of the wetness?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, good, good. Because like I'm saying, I don't want to get in the way of King. If he needs to fuck you right now, or you suck him off, or something like that, I just don't want to sexually harass. But I do want to sexually harass.
You.
Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm actually not kidding. I'm totally not kidding. That is.
Oh yeah, he's reminding me he's a patron now. So hey, he gets
that's,
special preference.
So he can hear himself fuck you. That's great. Path Girl, you are an amazing sport. I am
thank
sure
you,
our listeners are very, very happy to hear you get spanked. It thrilled me to no end. Donis, you're a champion. Tell Donis he's a champion. Major thumbs up.
He just strolled out and went to have a cigarette, so he's got the swagger going
just
on.
Just like a dom, just like a swaggering dom. He's like, I did my part. Bitch, handle your shit. I'll bring you a cookie later. If your ass is red and you can get a picture of that, that would
yes,
be fun to put up for our patrons okay, on patreon.com. We might put it on the regular site on FetLife to let people know what they're missing
yes,
on our Patreon. Path Girl, you did a fantastic, fantastic job.
Thank you.
It's been a joy all of these. I don't know. I think we've done like 100 episodes together now.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. And it's been so much fun. You're such a great sport. You have such a great sense of humor. And I'm really, just really... I thought I wanted to quit, but then I thought, I don't want to quit because I love doing the show. So why would you quit? 400. Want to do 401 next time?
Sure.
All right. Fuck it.
And that, with a burst of fireworks, is the end of show 400. Thank you so much for joining us on this super special occasion. If you have any questions, comments, or other fun stuff you want to send us, please send it to pervertedpodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on TikTok or Instagram under the name Perverted Podcast. And on FetLife, there is both a group and a page. You can support us for free by hitting the like or subscribe button on whatever app you're listening to us on. It really does help other kinksters like you find us. So be a bratty sub and push the button. Yes, I said bratty sub and like it. And if you'd like to help us, support us a little more, go for 400 more episodes, please go to patreon.com/pervertedpodcast and sign up for our $5 if you give a fuck level to get our shows a few days early. Lots of behind the scenes stuff, including our half a peepee episode, and who knows, there might be a picture of my ass up there. And if you're a patron, you're also considered a, oh god, a sugar zombie. I'm my brain's lying, like a peepee sugar zombie. There we go.
Okay, it's understandable. It's understandable.
Yes, my brain's a little scrambled right now. And as always, love and smushy kisses to our patrons around the world. Your support means the world to us.
What a magical episode. Yes. It was a lot of work getting everyone together and all the things, but so worth it. Yes. Fuck, 400 episodes. Now, then, you've been here for a lot of them, but I just got to say, even at 400, I'm not bored.
No,
I'm just not bored.
We always find new stuff to talk about. Yeah,
I'm just not bored of doing this show. And of course, if we had a love, dude, of course, if we did stuff like we were able to do in the Love Lab and what we just did with you and Donis, obviously, that shit never gets boring. That was amazing and super fun. So I guess we're just going to. Hey, by the way, how's your butt feel?
It's nice and warm and toasty.
Is it warm and toasty? Well, I don't want to stay away from the love fest.
Yes.
That you're going to go and have with the Donis, the champion, who also did a fantastic job and has been a fantastic part of the show via meta. He's kind of like a metamorph of the show, isn't it? Kinda, because it's like we talk about him and he's the other relationship you have besides the relationship you have with Perverted Podcast listeners. So, fucking good stuff. Good stuff. And I guess we'll see you guys on show 401.
Woohoo!
This next song's called Butterflap, and it will be your new favorite song. That is, if you are in the market for a new favorite song. With butterfly nets, try to catch me, trap, trap, trap. Oh, I remember when I was a caterpillar eating leaves, and I try hard not to be lunch for the birdies in the trees. And though I felt kinda ugly, I said, hell, ain't no thing, I'll just crawl in my cocoon, and one day I come out and I'll be singing. I'm a butterfly, pretty wings, flap, flap, flap. First two, I'm a little frog, slimy skin, hop, hop, hop. In France, they like my legs at dinner time, chop, chop, chop. Sometimes I sit on my lily pad, life just seems not such a thrill. Pretty girl.
This little frog's got a big long tongue. I'm a little frog, slimy skin, hop, hop, hop. This is the time for the drum solo. It's a very, very short drum solo. Verse 3, I'm a little blue train, big smokestack, chug, chug, chug. I pull many cars, hurts my back, lug, lug, lug. Oh, how I love to close my eyes, smell the trees, feel the breeze, and I whistle at the Momo cows and the fuzzy baba sheep. And I don't get scared when I go into the tunnel, oh so dark. I just hope when I get to the other side I'll be smack in the middle of a pretty little park, 'cause I'm a little blue train, big smokestack, chug, chug, chug. And that is all of my song. Flap, flap, flutter, flutter, flap.
That's all.